Hello, I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and you come to me for hard facts. The world keeps turning, and you're trying to keep up.
The fight against coronavirus has the Oxford.
But there's so much noise drowning out the news. Talking heads, broadcast messages, press releases. They're telling you their side, but you just want the facts. And that's why you come to me. I give you the statistics without spin.
Out of 116 million working age Nigerians, 35.5 million are employed full-time. That's 30%.
I give you the context.
I give you the history.
I fight fake news with facts.
Kayode.
Let me talk.
No, Kayode, I will let you talk. Kayode. Kayode, I will let you talk if you let me talk. Kayode.
That's why more and more Lagosians are tuning in.
Half a million Lagosians.
720,000.
970,000.
Over 1 million Lagosians say no. That if you give me your afternoon, I will give you hard facts.
Well done, Sandra, all you do, going beyond the headlines and focus on the facts.
I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts.
Lagos, good afternoon. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts. First hard fact of the day: 2,816 new cases over the weekend nationwide. 1,141 of those cases were here in Lagos. The national number has almost doubled from last weekend. Lagos has 84 fewer cases, so just about the same. It means that the fourth wave is spreading to other parts of the country as well. So we have to remain vigilant. More and more Nigerians are coming back into the country to celebrate the end of the year. And they are obviously traveling to other parts of the country that is in Lagos, but most of them land in Lagos first. That's why we have these numbers increasing as much as it is. And there probably already is community transmission as well. And remember that the experts have told you that the Omicron variant spreads much faster than all the other variants that we've seen. Yes, it's much milder, but it's spreading much faster. Now, with things like this, what you worry about is not what you're seeing at the moment. It's what could happen in the future. So if we have more and more people who have this virus and more people who are not vaccinated, it means that we could get yet another mutation. And our only hope is that the next mutation isn't deadly. So please wear your mask when you go out. Keep your distance from people when you can. Wash your hands, sanitize your hands. We have to do all we can to stay safe and protect ourselves. I was watching footage from the concerts that happened this weekend, Live Sport, a number of other concerts as well. Some of them partnered by Nigeria Info, Cool FM, Wazobia FM, and we have people who are attending these concerts, and I'm like, you know, I mean, why? Why are you attending these concerts? That's number one. Number two, why are you like in that crowd? Because I'm seeing videos and like it's so crowded. Yes, it's outdoors, but it's still very, 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 very crowded, you know? And then, I mean, the performers themselves don't even respect your time. They don't even show up to perform at these concerts on time. So why risk your health to be at these concerts? But, you know, if you're going to do it, please be safe. Vaccinations are still ongoing, so go and get your first, your second, and if it's your turn to get a third, go and get your third. Go and get your booster shot. Go to the nearest primary healthcare center for your first dose. Go back to that same place for your second dose. Go back to that same place if it's time for your third dose. The only time you can take a third dose is if it's been 6 months between your second dose and when you want to take the third dose. And the third dose is a Pfizer vaccine. That's what's available in Nigeria. And NPHCDA has said that they can mix and match. Same as the CDC, same as WHO. Thank you for tuning into the show today. Thank you for making Hard Facts, the number one current affairs show in Lagos. I have a great show for you today, as always. We'll start with the big weekend. It's a Monday, after all. And on Mondays, we start with the big stories that broke over the weekend. And today, we'll talk about one of the Fourscore Towers structural engineers saying that the builder was not certified and did not show them the approvals. Then let's talk about President Buhari not signing the Electoral Act amendment before yesterday's deadline. And then let's talk about customs saying that they intercepted a container full of guns at Tinkan Airport. So Tinkan Port, sorry, not airport. Today is Madam Landlord Day. I'm excited because we haven't had a conversation on Madam Landlord in a while. But today you and I will talk about the Lagos State Government's new monthly rent payment scheme. You think say go walk? Let's have that conversation at 4 o'clock. On the Big Hard Fact, we'll talk about the Federal High Court's ruling on marriages and marriage registries. I'll have Liboro Shoshoma with me at 5 p.m. He'll break down what that ruling actually says. Now, as usual, you get the latest updates every hour on the hour. And we have goodies, courtesy Golden Penny, at the end of the show. So if you want to win, you have to listen to the show. You have to pay attention to everything we do on this show. That's how you win. That's how all the people who tune into the show go home with something great every single day. I am Sandra Ezekwesili. Let's get right into today's big weekend, shall we? Engineers have a duty to report contractors. I feel like I'm asking a question I asked when we're having our roundtable here on Nigeria Info. Did you miss that? You can actually listen again on our website, nigeriainfo.fm. Will NASS override President Buhari's passive veto of the Electoral Act Amendment Bill? Should customs have kept quiet about the container full of guns at Tin Can? It was a big weekend, Lagos. Let's talk about it. Last week, we had some explosive testimony at the Ikoyi building collapse coroner inquest. Muritala Olawale's firm were the structural engineers for the Four Score Towers project. Remember, there was a letter circulating online, allegedly from his firm, ending their involvement with the project. And, you know, we told you on the show that the letter was authentic. Olawale testified again that the letter was authentic. He gave details about why they pulled out. He said, quote, "The contractor was Fourscore. I supervised the staff of Fourscore. I did not see the approved architectural drawings, mechanical drawings, and electronic drawings for the project," end quote. Olawale confirmed that his company only supervised the first four floors before pulling out. He also said that Fourscore was not certified by Cobon, the Council of Registered Builders of Nigeria. He also said that his firm never saw confirmation that building plans were getting approved. He said, quote, "We never got milestone approvals for each of the floors. We were bothered. We kept asking." And he said that if the government agencies had any problem, they can come and lock up the place, end quote. So we're getting all these revelations now, but a lot of Lagosians are saying that this is all medicine after death. They're asking why Olawale and his firm did not make this information public before the collapse. Or at least, why didn't they report Fourscore to the government? Olawale said he didn't blow the whistle to the regulators because Fourscore was the one dealing with the government directly. But the question is, does this make sense to you as a Lagosian listening to me? I want to hear from structural engineers who are listening at the moment. If you're a structural engineer, if you are the engineer for a project and you're seeing irregularities that could lead to a serious problem, like a building collapse, do you simply pull out of the project or do you also report to the relevant agencies? What do the current rules say? The rules and regulations, what do they require you to do as a structural engineer? Oh, by the way, Olawale testified that he's not registered with or certified by CORIN. CORIN is the Council for Regulation of Engineering in Nigeria. So me, I want to hear from structural engineers. How normal is this? How normal is it to have an engineer on a project and not be certified? And back to that initial question I had. If you were an engineer on a project, right, and you find out that there are irregularities that could lead to a serious problem, like the building collapsing and killing people, do you pull out out of the project and that's it, that's the end? Or do you also report to the relevant authorities? Are there rules and regulations by your body, by your union, by your institution that engineers should adhere to if they find themselves in that situation? 0700-993-993-993. Men, call me on that number. Women, call me on 01465-7190. And Lagos, tell me what you think about this testimony. For those who are not engineers, I want to hear what you think about the testimony, period. 01465-7190, 0700-993-993-993. We've got WhatsApp as well. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. And if you are abroad, you can join the show via Skype. Skype is Nigeria Info FM. Nigeria Info FM. Find us there, give us a call, and we'll connect you to the live studio. 99.3, hello. Sorry about that. Call us back if you can. 99.3, hello.
Hello, Sandra. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thanks for calling.
My name is Esther, and I'm calling from Ajao Estate.
Welcome, Esther.
You see, the issue is this. The Olawale person is only responding to the system that they have found themselves.
Okay.
Many Nigerians do not respect professionals.
Okay.
Engineers especially.
Okay.
So they would rather deal with roadsides.
Okay.
Medicine to now upgrade to become to claim is cheaper for them.
Okay.
And this is what a system where you don't respect regulation and you don't pay, you are not ready to pay professional fees. This is what people get. So that man may not have registered with Coren.
Okay.
And that man may not even report to any regulatory authority because they are the ones that will suggest the quacks to the developer, to the build, to the owner, or to the client, who will now come and do these things. So it's a big problem, and at the point they were pulling out, because these quacks will say they have done it here, they have done it there, he will assume that, okay, if this is what you people want, I'm going away. I'm sure he never knew the building will collapse because so many buildings standing today are also in the same shoe, in the same boat. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you very much. 99.3, hello.
Hello.
Thank you for calling. What's your name?
Good afternoon, Sandra.
Good afternoon, sir. What's your name?
Yes. This is Ufoma from Agodo Isheri.
Welcome.
Yes. You know, I would like that engine that pull out. Why? He is a good engine. He don't want to be, you know, he's not an engine that is after money. Now, you are saying the other one that he could have reported to the people. No, number one, it's not his own duty to report because those who even approve the building, you know, there's one that's supposed to sanction. The engine that the developer that pulled out from the first step to the fourth building, you know, he has seen everything that at the end of the day, there's going to be a danger in the front. That is the reason he pulled out. But I will not blame him. Even though reporting to the governor in Papa is at a risk on his one side, but at the end of the day, we are seeing the true picture of the OTM. The people who approve the building need to be sanctioned. So that is only the comment I'll just contribute.
All right, Ofoma, thank you very much for calling to contribute. It's 99.3. Hello.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name, ma'am?
Yeah, this is Joy.
Hi, Joy. Welcome.
Thank you. So, Sandra, for what you were discussing, the developer who pulled out, I will also blame them for actually pulling out and not saying anything about it.
Okay.
So it is still the same problem issues we're having in Nigeria, having this I don't care attitude. I don't care. So whatever happens is out of my business. If somebody being robbed, Nigerians passing by wouldn't do anything. You see somebody trying to steal something that is government property, which is also our property, will just look away. So everybody just does this like, it's none of my business. So you pulled out, did you report to the authority? At least if you have reported, I'm sure they will, even though I know they saw it, the agencies, they saw it and just looked away. But by you reporting, that will also make them say, oh, somebody's actually watching us. we should actually do something. But because we have this I don't care attitude, that's not concerning, so I have done my own part, so my integrity actually stands. To me, I don't see that to be actually integrity. You just, if something must, if they have given you something, I'm sure you must, you will take it. Now, let me say, because I won't call back again.
Okay.
Now, for the custom, accosting people who brought in guns.
Guns, yeah.
I want to ask, the one that happened, because this is not the first time this happened. It happened one time. They never mentioned those two who owns those guns that were accosted, and nothing happened. So it all died. So all they just do is to make us see that, yeah, they are working. But are you actually working? Because if at the end of the day, the culprits are not mentioned, but nothing is done. So it's just business as usual. And I'm sure those guns, again, will still go back to the same, either the same people, or they sell it out to other people. Do you understand? Who actually in need of this? It's just a racket. That's what, yes.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for calling. We appreciate it. 99.3, hello.
Hello, Sandra. You picked my call today.
Olumuyiwa.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Compliments of the season. Happy Valentine. Happy Independence. Happy Children's Day. Happy I Beg to Differ. Happy all of them.
It is well.
Listen,
Legosia, wear face mask too. Because when dust full your nose, na coronavirus. Sandra, you understand?
Welcome.
Everybody, don't they get off now everywhere? Hey, Sandra, please don't fess with me.
Okay.
I don't want to blame anybody than government. I work in this side.
Okay.
If every day they come to our side, wear your safety equipment, wear your boots, wear your helmet, wear your face. And after we give them $1 or $2, just to appreciate them, we don't see them again until they need another money.
Okay.
Government agents that know what to do, they are coming there regularly. And the one that paid me that I wanted to say all this why is this, so one of the iron vendor that work for us in this site, he said immediately that thing happened, he called his friend that work in that place. He said his phone was ringing and was shouting, please help us, tell people we are here, we are trapped down, help us. He said after 7 hours he called his friend again, the phone is ringing, but his friend couldn't pay the call. And but many other phone are ringing on the ground. So the same government that blaming the citizen now, and the developer, and the engineer. Now, the same government that ship life trapped down under the collapse building, do nothing. Because my friend still called that his friend in that building, under the building, for after 3 hours, still pick up. But after 7 hours, the guy didn't pick up again. Unfortunately, the guy died inside.
So what
happened to our emergency team? So let them not blame nobody. Let's start blaming the government. Okay, the building has collapsed. Abi, what happened to those that trapped down? When did they start to rescue them? Now they are telling us nonsense reports after they have wasted life on that crap building. Good afternoon,
Lumuyiwa. Good to hear from you. Good to hear that you're okay. So I'm hoping that the callers who have been asking me where Lumuyiwa is, I hope that they can see that he's fine. Now, let's move on to our second story. Big broke over the weekend. The deadline for President Buhari to sign the Electoral Act Amendment Bill expired yesterday. Under the Constitution, if a president doesn't sign a bill within 30 days of receiving it, she's deemed to have vetoed it. At that point, the only way the bill becomes law is if each chamber of the National Assembly can pass it with a two-thirds majority. Will that happen? That's the big question now. The Senate will return for plenary this week. Some senators are saying that they will address the bill when they do. Will they override the veto? Should it happen? Do you want National Assembly to override the president's passive veto? The last time we heard from the presidency about this bill was on Saturday. Garba Shehu, President Buhari's media aide, said, quote, Mr. President is fully briefed on the bill, especially on the contentious issues therein, and would shortly make his decision known to the National Assembly as to whether to sign the bill or withhold his assent, end quote. The president himself is, of course, in Turkey right now. And we've had various civil society groups saying that it looks bad that this deadline arrived without a yes or a no from the president, and with the president touring the abroad. What do you think, Lagos? What's your position? 01465-7190 for women. For men, 0700-993-993-993. Call us on that number for men. For women, 01465-7190. If you just tuned in, this is Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and we start Mondays by taking a look at some of the biggest stories that broke over the weekend. And I've told you that we got some explosive testimony at the Ikoyi building collapse coroner inquest. Muritala Olawale's firm were the structural engineers for the Fourscore Towers, and they said that the contractor was Fourscore. They supervised the staff of Fourscore, but did not see approved architectural drawings, mechanical drawings, electronic drawings for the project, and that they supervised only the first four floors before pulling out. That was our first story. And my question was for the engineers who listen to this show. First of all, is that normal? Is that a normal situation where, you know, you have something fishy happening with a project you're working on, but you just pull out, you know, but you don't see anything? Are there rules and regulations by your regulator, CORIN, the Council for Regulation of Engineering in Nigeria? What are the rules and regulations about, you know, working on a dodgy project? Are you supposed to report it after pulling out, or are you supposed to just pull out and that's it? That's the end of that story. Or you can talk about our second story with Mr. President refusing to sign the Electoral Act Amendment Bill. Deadline to do that expired yesterday. If a president doesn't sign a bill within 30 days of receiving it, she's assumed to have vetoed it. So the only way for this bill to become a law right now is for each chamber to pass it with a two-thirds majority. Will that happen? Will they override the president's veto? Should it happen? Do you want NAS to override the president's passive veto? Some people will call me now and say, hey, he has not, but if you don't do it, you passively vetoed it. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. We've got about 50 seconds before we have to go on a break. So let me take messages off of WhatsApp very quickly, because that's all we have time for. This message here is from Kayode Nikotun, who says, congratulations on the signals from Olumiyiwa. As regarding the veto of electoral bill, the Senates are joking about veto. Okay, I don't know what you mean about them joking about veto, but okay. Valentine Chiamaka says, if Olawale is claiming that they did not see the drawing, how on earth do they do their setting out? The civil engineering company obviously lying about their involvement there. Valentine says he's an architect. We're going to look at Valentine's other messages when we come back from this break. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili on social media. This is Nigeria Info 99.3.
Listening to your number one station for talk.
Your number one station for talk.
99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
It's 3:29. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. The deadline for President Buhari to sign the Electoral Act Amendment Bill expired yesterday. Should the Senate override the president's vote? Will they do it? Should they do it? Do you want them to do it? Because what we have at the moment is a passive veto. The last time we heard from the presidency about this bill, Garba Shehu said that the president was briefed on the subject. The president knows about the contentious issues in the bill, that he'll make his decision known to the National Assembly as to whether to sign the bill or to withhold his assent. That matter has been overtaken by events, because the deadline to sign it or say something one way or the other passed yesterday. President de Turkey right now. 01465-7190 for women. 0700-993-993-993 for men. What are your thoughts on this subject? What do you think should happen here? Hello, thanks for calling us.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir. What's your name?
Etim.
Welcome, Etim. Go ahead.
Yes, this the firm that pull up from that Ikoyi building, to me, they're indicted.
Okay.
There is a common thing that when you are ascending down from the mountain top, you tell those who are ascending to the mountain top what you saw, so that they can as well tell you what you are going to face, where they are coming from. And to build a peaceful and a safe society, all hands must be on deck. And they saw all this. They refused to even sought a legal advice or sought affidavit in case of incapacity, believing that there is going to be impending danger, as it has already occurred. They are just crying when the water don't pass, Gary. Me and you were arguing on this when the National Assembly later passed this amended electoral bill. I was telling you, it's not yet Uhuru. You say no. You know what?
What?
The first time they said they didn't okay electronic transmission of results, and it was agreed with, they were condemned because of a lack of network availability in the rural area, whatsoever. So they now smuggled when Nigeria blamed them for not signing it into law, for not including electronic transmission with a caveat of applicable by sorting NCC. Then, because Nigeria blamed them, they now shift the blame to the president by adding direct primaries, because the president is not going to sort the support and the vote of the people come 2023. Meanwhile, they are going to seek the votes of the people and their support come 2023. The ambition doesn't end at the National Assembly, but the ambition will end by 2023. So this electoral bill, the National Assembly, they have no tenacity, the morale, or whatever, the courage to veto, Mr. President. The 2015 general election, I mean 2015 electoral amended act, that's what we are going to use. They are not going to play the integrity, this fake and hide approach, whatever, until 2023 is approached. Even Wicked is crying. He's also vowed that threatening that he's going to challenge the outcome of Barry signing to law in the court because of the direct primaries. So it's not a party matter. Even the LDP, last weekend, they said they are not okay the direct primaries in the electoral bill. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Etim, for calling. Let's speak with Val in Festac. Hi, Val.
Hi, Sandra. How are you doing?
I'm very well. Welcome.
Compliments of the city.
Same to you.
You are changing. You are backsliding. Cautious with time.
Sorry.
All right. Well, Lumi, good to hear from you. Long time. For me, I think we are actually wasting time. In as much as I desire, I would want to see the National Assembly to override, using their veto to override the president's decision.
Mm.
It will never be done.
Okay.
It will not be done. It is just a tactic to just buy time and to kill time. I think it is. I don't know how to put it. I think this might not really be the influence of the governors and all that. I think it's just a political tactic to buy time into the new year. And by the time they get into the new year, before you know what's happening, they'll tell you it's time for election. There's no time, no need again to pass any bill or to sign any act, whatever.
Mm.
It's just a waste of time. They're just pushing up and down. In fact, as it is, it's just like we are very, very gullible. We anchorize negatively all the time as Nigerians. We just follow these people as if we are zombies, whatever they do. We're not ready to stand up. And I think we'll have the same of the same come 2023, except we step up. And for the engineers, it is quite unfortunate. Now, the engineer that pulled out, I think what he would have done was probably by protocol or by principle to notify the authorities that so projects, so things were pulled out of it. But as it is, we don't know how they might end up completing this project.
Mm.
And sometimes it could be that for certain flaws, they could contract a particular engineer to, like what some companies do. You assign some certain projects, some level stages of the project to a particular engineer.
Mm.
When they execute that particular project, maybe let's say 1 to 4, fourth floor, from the 5th floor to the 7th floor, another engineer executes that project.
Mm.
From the 10th floor to the 15th floor, another engineer executes that project.
Mm.
So in order for you to, how would I put it, not have one particular engineer having the entire stretch, and to have more insight into whatever that is happening. So it could be intentional. But for that engineer, I might not really blame him for not complaining, because if he petitions, it might end up not having more projects and all that again. But I think there should be a measure or a means by which he petitions the authorities and say he's pulling out from this particular project because he suspects foul play. So it's left for the government now to take action.
Okay.
Thank you, Sandra. God bless you.
Bless you as well, Val. Thank you very much for calling. YS in Amoa Dauphin is on the line. Hi, YS.
How are you, my dear?
I'm very well. Welcome.
Thank you. Electoral law, the act, I think Mr. Prem will sign it. I don't see any excuse from Mr. Prem not to sign the electoral law.
Okay.
The indirect or indirect, majority of Nigeria support direct primary, including myself. But when they think otherwise, if they want to give us indirect, no problem. But Mr. Prem must sign the electoral bill. It should be signed. Our president returned from Turkey. This week or next week, or after the soon from Christmas vacation, if there's any amendment into the law, into the act, this will, the majority will return to the National Assembly. Let them make amend and return back to the civil. He must sign it. That's his time. It's telling me about 17 or 18 months for him to go. So, no excuse not to sign it. When we in Nigeria, we are expecting him to do the right thing and do it for Nigeria. Because after 23, he's no more in the office. He should take the knee be and sign the electoral law. That's what I will say this afternoon, my dear.
Prince Wyatt, thank you very much for calling. You know, I'm thinking about that him being in Turkey thing. And I'm like, it's irrelevant that he's in Turkey, because if you remember, sometime this year, was it last year, when he was abroad for a long period, I remember we covered that he was doing his work while abroad. So they were sending him documents from Nigeria to sign in London at the time. So if they've set that precedent where he can sign documents abroad and, you know, do all these other work and take all these decisions from the abroad, I mean, you can simply sign a document while you're in Turkey, right? That doesn't seem like a stretch, right? So him not being in the country doesn't seem to me like a good enough reason, does it? Is it? What do you think? We've got Joe Lamina who says, Sandra, they want to manipulate the 2023 election. That is why they did not sign the electoral bill into law. We are under terrible leaders that want change. Oza Francis in Enugu State says, Mr. President should, as a matter of urgency, sign the electoral amendment bill into law to bring credibility and transparency to the system. Mr. President can lobby the National Assembly members to achieve such a laudable feat. Well, now in hand, indeed. National Assembly members have already agreed. Now, President Handy day now, na president nah hold the matter now. So waiting day now, na say National Assembly go decide for themselves whether they want say, you know, one sign, okay, now you sabi, we'll go veto you, we'll go override your no, we'll go turn out to yes. When Jesus says yes, nobody can say no. All right, I don't know where that came from, but let's go. Let's go to WhatsApp. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. Valentine says he's an architect, and he says the problem with the testimony of this engineer is that both the developer and engineer approach this project like it is a one-story building. They thought a multi-story building functioned like a normal duplex. I'm going to blame the engineer for not tendering a report to the Ministry of Lands and Survey and the reporting to the governing body. Valentine, thank you very much for your contribution. Sandra, the passiveness of the president on the electoral bill is intentional. Let's wait and see how this house will override the president. Honestly, I doubt it unless they surprise us. You didn't leave your name, but thank you very much for your message. Sandra, yes, Olawale owed the people that sadly died the moral responsibility of reporting the wrongs in the entire affair. But also there's a fear of getting blacklisted after blowing the whistle on the developer, because government officials and these corrupt developers are in cahoots. It's a hopeless circle of corruption plus danger. Peter from Faba with that message there. It's obvious the president will not sign the electoral bill, but it's not surprising because this has become the true character of the ruling party, not keeping to promises and making a mystery of even the simplest things about governance. I wonder if there's still anyone in the party reminding them of the quantum of their failures and the confusion and frustration they've caused in the land. Steve in Ichani King with that message. All right, Steve, thanks for your message. 99.3, hello.
Good afternoon, Sandra.
Good afternoon, sir. What's your name?
This is Ibikunle, calling from Lucky Five by Corridor.
Welcome, Ibikunle.
I just want to, one, I want to blame the National Assembly.
Okay.
You know, this issue of direct primary or not direct primary, they should have left it open. Because once you say it must be a direct primary, it becomes a law. See, let me ask you this. If party A, party B, of course in Nigeria we have up to, we have more than 10 parties, political parties.
Mm.
So if they are all conducting, if they are all conducting their primaries,
mm-hmm.
it then means INEC will be going there. And mind you, this is word by word. Security personnel will be sent there. Have we considered the cost implication of all this? Have we? Somebody said it's only meant for the INEC to go there and observe. Our observe what? It's going to be like a normal election throughout the country. Security personnel, logistic deployed. What are we talking about? It's well, though.
All right, Ibikule, thank you very much for calling. We've talked about this before. Someone has made this exact point that Ibikule made, and I said, well, INEC themselves determined that they could do it, which is why they worked on this electoral amendment bill that we currently have. All it will require is more money. And who has the power of the purse? The National Assembly. So they'll get the budget that they require from the National Assembly. Now we can talk about the cost, we can talk about whether we can afford it, etc., etc. But the institution themselves looked at it, worked on that document together with the National Assembly and decided that, yes, you know what, we can do it. Let me remind you that at 4 o'clock, you and I will have a conversation about monthly rent. Is it doable? Will the Lagos government's monthly rental program work? Because it's official, the Lagos State government is rolling out a program to help qualifying tenants pay their rent on a month-to-month basis. You, me, 4 o'clock, that conversation. But let me bring you our final story on today's big weekend. Customs officers say that they discovered a container full of guns at the Tin Can port on Friday. According to customs, the container's paperwork claimed that it was full of electronics like TVs. But the customs were suspicious and they examined it only to find cartons filled with machine guns. The command says they're continuing their investigations and will give more information to the press this week. And there's been mixed reactions to this announcement. Some people welcomed it, said it's a sign that the government officials are taking security seriously. They're being vigilant at the ports. But others disagree with the way that customs has handled it. They say that it's counterproductive for customs to announce the capture because now the bad guys behind it have been alerted and they'll try to cover their tracks. They think customs should have kept the victory quiet, maybe used surveillance and forensics and following the money and the paperwork to catch the people smuggling these weapons into the country. Which of these schools of thought do you agree with? Women, call me on 01465-7190. Men, call me on 0700-993-993-993. You can also share your thoughts via WhatsApp. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. We're streaming live on Facebook. Have I mentioned that? Facebook is Nigeria Info 99.3. Nigeria Info 99.3. That's our Facebook. And of course, if you're abroad, you can join the show via Skype. Skype is Nigeria Info FM. Hello, good afternoon. What's your name?
Hello, Sandra. How are you? Alex here.
Alex, welcome.
Yeah, how's it going? Compliments on the season.
Same to you. Thanks for calling.
Yes. You see, let me speak on the... First, on the INEC thing.
Hmm.
I've said this before. If INEC liaises with the banks, right?
Okay.
The most challenging task that the political parties have to just carry out is to get a digital list of their members.
Okay.
The banks, my bank, for instance, my short code, my bank short code is that 737.
Okay.
Do you know that that bank can run that process for any political party using that same star 737?
Okay.
Call in, you know, take your time one day, do your investigation, call in anybody in fintech. They will tell you, if you can pay bills with it, if you can do inquiries, what's my account balance? If you can pay DSTV, why, what, think about it, there's nothing. I work a little bit with technology, and I can tell you that there's nothing that stops them from being able to run that thing. Now, INEC would, I mean, the people out there will tell you, oh, how many people can use that 131? It's still better than that delegates voting. Whatever, at least this time, I, myself, we have the opportunity to vote, Abby. So even if it is another one-tenth of the population that is added to the decision-makers, it's still better than where we're coming from. So when people are shouting the cost, it's not that expensive. It's little or nothing. Eh? Your first story, sorry, what was your first story? I wanted to comment on it.
The building collapse?
No. The issue of customs, sorry, the customs one,
yes,
right?
Yes, that's the final
see,
story.
Nigeria, see, Sandra, this is our country. Are you saying a cruise? If they want to find out who these people are, they will find out who they are. Honestly, if the Nigerian customs is serious about bringing out these people to TV and showing us that these are the people, they will find out who they are. It's not me who will tell them. Let me stop there for now, Sandra.
Alex, thank you very much for calling us. 99.3, hello. 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 Yes, I've picked your call. Hi. Good afternoon. What's your name, ma'am?
Noye,
welcome.
I want on the custom and the gun.
Okay.
Is this the first time? No, my dear. There was a time they caught one with uniforms, army uniforms, different models of guns.
Yes.
How did it disappear? Did you hear anything about it? It went like Nigerian police investigation that never have any outcome. They know where the guns are heading to. They know the source. They are not looking for the owner at all. The owners know themselves. Those in uniform are the force. They know them. They know each other. They will settle it, and in the night, that gun will move. On the road, let me tell you from one experience. When you travel today, you find out that at a point in time, the whole people at the checkpoint are from the north, in uniforms. Whatever thing you carry, even if it's carried, they will pour it down and ransack. But a particular one will come with ID card. That lorry, nobody will tamper with it. It continues with one uniformed escort in front. Well, we just need to pray to God. That's all I have to say. Thank you.
Thank you very much for calling, ma'am. We've got Sam in Satellite Town. Hi, Sam.
Sandra, good afternoon. Hi, and how are you today?
I'm very well. Good afternoon to you.
Yes, like you have read, Sam from Satellite Town.
Yes.
Sandra, this is our president. For those of us, yes, I will accept that. Those of us who voted twice for him, we didn't do bad. That was our civic responsibility, but he has woefully failed, and he's still even giving us computer by. Okay, have you waited to the elapse of the time required? It has already shown us that he's not going to sign the electoral. And then, see, the thing is against the constitution of the parties. I'm not worried about that particular aspect of direct whatever. But the rest of the DC, he should have signed it and said, correct, we'll go and work out the other one. Then this issue of customs, Sandra. We have been hearing of seizure of arms and ammunition. We have never seen those people in court prosecuted. We have never known the end of the whatever. So customs are always at advantage. That's why they are swimming in money. Go to their houses. They build houses here and there, and their families are super human beings. Their shops and whatever is second to none. Thank you. Good afternoon. You are doing well.
Thank you very much. Bless you as well, Sam. Thanks for calling us. All right, let's quickly go to WhatsApp where we have messages as well. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. 080-959-75805. Kende from Ijegun says, kudos to custom for that interception of a container full of arms. A lot of containers have gone under the bridge without any interception. So who's receiving who? On the electoral bill, I don't think the president will sign the bill because National Assembly will frustrate our president. Okay, so it's not National Assembly holding up the president. It's the president holding up the country by not signing. Our dear President Sandra, that which is made crooked cannot be made straight, and that which is found wanting cannot possibly be counted. Jerry Isaac with that parable there. He's from Okota. Sandra, custom can definitely get the owners of those containers, so leave story for history. Sandra, you're doing a good job. The lady, Mrs. Alex, that calls on your show is a very intelligent lady. I enjoy her contribution a lot. So do I. I really enjoy her contribution. So Maga says, Buhari was meant to approve some amendments in the electoral bill just before the 2019 elections, but he didn't. His flimsy excuse at the time was that it was too close to the elections. 2 years later, he's still playing the same filthy politics with signing the current bill. Sandra, any Nigerian who's yet to realize that the retrogressive state of this country isn't a bug but a feature hasn't been paying attention. And for the first story, well, if I notice irregularities in the erection of a building I'm in charge of, I will pull out to avoid a premature collapse. So Maga, you need to play, you need to pray like 10 Hail Marys and oh God. Sandra, I hope you are not one of those. I hope you are not one of those that think these highly compromised Ghana Must Go NAS members will override the decision of PMB, because if you do, you'll be sitting on a long thing. PMB will not sign any electoral bill because he benefited from the illegality of the crude way elections are conducted. You don't want him to break the ladder that brought him to power, as he's going to go back to his village in 2023. Adeboye Gadeleji with that message there. But I mean, there are people who say that the president may want to leave, the electoral bill as amended as a legacy. You know, he may want to leave that as, oh, this is something that Buhari did alongside all the other things that he's done in his 8 years as president. So I think it may be too soon to count him out. You know, maybe all the traveling is taking up a lot of his time, and he just needs to come back and settle down and think about the bill a bit more before he signs it, you know? So don't count him out just yet. Blessing from Obwa says, Blessing from Obwa says, Sandra, nothing will happen about the weapons discovered at Tincan Port. This is not the first time. It will never be the last because of corrupt government agencies we have. All this will be swept under the carpet. Nigerians will pretend as if nothing happened. All right. Alakbe says, Sandra, the date for the president to assent to the bill expired today by 12 midnight, Monday, December 2021. Not yesterday, as it said. Actually, yesterday was when it expired. Yesterday was weekend or work-free day, so the president was not in office. So that's why today, Monday, is the actual date for the expiration of 30 days. Although those who advise PMB not to assent to that bill are enemies of true democracy, but because that bill will assist our electoral processes for future elections. I want to advise the National Assembly to override the veto of that bill. I want them to disappoint those who are calling them rubber stamp NAS. Let them make history, because majority of them might not come back in 2023. All right, Alakbe from Sabo Ijewu in Ojo. Thank you very much for your message. Steven says, my contribution is that the custom knows who the bad guys are. If you can pay your way in, even though you brought poison to kill the whole country, customs will allow you. But if you cannot give them what they want, they'll pretend to seize your goods, and that will be the end of the story. They'll never allow Nigerians to know the names of the bad guys, Sandra. My uncle is a big customs officer. I know what I'm saying. So your uncle is part of the problem, huh? All right. Let's take a final message from Kopal. Kopal is here in Lagos, who says, the people who own the guns know who to call to get them released, so I'm not really impressed. Tell us till something different happens, till the offenders are behind bars and publicly displayed. All right, Kopal from Lagos with that story, with that reaction there on WhatsApp. We'll take another break. When we come back, we'll take a few calls, and then we'll call it a wrap until 4 when we talk about monthly rent. Don't go away.